Thank you. Have we been blessed so far? We are thankful that we're able to have a service that is slightly different than our conventional service today. We thank God. I have to say that I do enjoy the singing. I do enjoy the music that we have presented, and I really appreciate that. I'm just seeing Brother Rally rising to a new talent, or maybe renewed talent. Yeah. So the next time it'll be a solo, maybe. Yes. Yeah, I really enjoy the presentations in song and to see the families represented coming forward and presenting. God be praised. The three Advents. The three Advents. And you may say to yourself, your mind may be boggling, you're wondering what heresy is Pastor going to present here today? I want you to think about it. The three Advents. Now, I'm going to say to a child among us. Now, I'm not saying that I'm asking you to consider yourself a child. I'm asking for the child among us to identify the three. You identify the three, and I will bless you. So you identify the three Advents. I'm just going to present here. And as you listen, if you're able to identify the three, you tell me. You tell me. Now, I'm not talking about the adults among us. All right? Because I know that already in your mind, you are cogitating. You are thinking and say, it could be this. Or it could be that. But we will see. I've chosen to entitle to use the scripture passage from John 3:16. In fact, if you look carefully at the verse, you will find the three Advents. Very well-known passage of scripture. What does it say? For so the world that he, his only begotten Son, that does what? Believes in him shall not what? Perish, but? Now think where the three Advents are there. But who would have imagined, that the King of the universe would come to this world as an innocent, vulnerable baby? Who would have imagined? Who would have imagined? One would have thought that there would be a huge lead up to his coming, don't you think? With at least 2 years minimum of pre-planning, followed up with much promotion and flyers to prepare the world for the coming king. Then on the day itself, all the bright lights, the most expensive firework display, 9,000 person orchestra, and full media coverage around the world. In fact, that's what they will do for some very important person. But the world of the Creator King's first advent was nothing like the annual preparations that are conventionally made at this time of the year in almost every country of the world. The world when Jesus came the first time made no preparation at all. Despite the numerous, and some scholars say that we are looking at over 500 references in the scripture that points to and prophesies about a coming king. No preparation was made at all. Far, actually, from the merry and bright, the world then was decorated with oppression and injustice. Most of the world then were clueless about any coming king, and even those who had some understanding of a coming Messiah had completely different expectations. Now, out of the entire then known world, only Joseph and Mary, the shepherds, and the wise men from the east were there to welcome and receive the infant King Messiah at his first advent. 1, 2, the shepherds and the wise men. And since then, this event has had universal recognition and acknowledgement since then. Though we know that Jesus was not born at all in December, but ever since that event, it has received universal recognition and acknowledgement. My recollection of this annual season many years ago, and I'm going back quite a while, was of schools that were busy with nativity plays and assembly halls that were filled to capacity with happy parents and those who were spectators. Back in the day, television programs had special emphasis on the coming of the infant king. And I remember songs that were centered on Christ's first advent that pierced the silence of the crisp night air as families went from door to door, gladdening the hearts of those as they knocked on the door. And when the door was open, there were people standing, singing the carols of Jesus' first advent. I recall back in the day, churches full of unchurched, singing carols and hearing the message of salvation. Over the years now, the festivity has heightened. The celebrations have intensified. But the remembrance of Jesus is slowly being erased from the season. Have you noticed? There is only now token reference to Jesus, and even that is couched in myth. School nativity plays are being replaced with commercialism and comic heroes. Producers for media and television are encouraged to remove religious content. Caroling has almost altogether stopped because people are becoming increasingly offended by religious content. This world of ours is conditioning itself to forget the first advent. This world of ours is on a trajectory to minimize, to make irrelevant, or to erase the significance of the entrance of an infant king. Commercialism, materialism, and secularism are eclipsing the message of one who came to save the world from sin and its penalty. And the world stage is being set for a repeat scenario. A repeat scenario where people are either clueless about any second advent of a king, just as it was back then in the first advent when it was Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men. Out of the entire then known world, the stage is being set for a repeat scenario where many are just simply clueless about any second advent. Or if they are even aware of his second coming, are so distracted with living life. Jesus came the first time to a world that was largely unprepared to receive him. The Bible says in Revelation 3 and verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door," notice these words, "I will come into him." Jesus, since his first advent, has been seeking an advent into your heart and mine. And then he wishes to use us as his promotion team to rally the world in preparation for what will be a glorious, grand, spectacular, and breathtaking final advent, where every eye will see him. Three advents. Where are they? What are they? Let a child come. Any child. Tell me what the three events are, and I will bless you.